So do we agree, can we do that? I only see the heads moving.
Yeah. Agree, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome, Daddy. I wanted to say we're missing you.
Yeah, I want to two seats this side.
Yeah. you'll spend 10 years here, you still won't know this place. Sometimes I think it's bigger than Pulwan.
Yeah,
I'm going to make the point that I never used to. Going to know all these things. You know, I find that people who have long been here, they don't know where they're going. And I will tell them exactly what was going, what was this, exactly in that place. So, because, and of course, but when she said I looked lost, it was something that was not delicious. She assumed when she saw me waiting for something, you know, anxious. So I know most of these things now, but I don't look lost.
Yeah.
So members, I'm sure we said the report could be sent to the members. I'm hoping that the members have read it. Are there any concerns before we look at it page by page? Are there any concerns of how it has been put so that we can correct that one and then we can look at it, look at the English and look at it page by page? Okay, Malind.
Thank you very much. I think we can go page by page, but my concern was around the recommendations, because the recommendations must mirror the observations of the committee, and they must be like instructive that we want this to happen, if possible with time frames, if possible, if not, but it must be a doing a sentence or paragraph. So it's not there. And I think while the issue of the 1.5% we need to hammer on this every time so we can add it onto the recommendations. It was a concern when we're discussing with other entities or the department that there's a shortfall on their presentation and on the oversight that we have undertaken based on the limited budget that the department has and the issue of reworking the R&D budget within other
communities. Thanks, Alice. I think the points that are coming out there are two. One point is saying, whenever we make an observation, which we have looked at, I think the observations are quite good. There must be a recommendation that goes with that observation. Whether it's positive or negative, that observation. So the second point is the 1.5 for the R&D. We are an oversight committee. We're oversighting the department. Now, being an oversight committee, I don't want us to be seen as if we're trying to assist the department to do certain things. But as an oversight committee, we're looking at their policies. Now, maybe if you agree, Malindi, the way we should be putting it is, why don't they look at the policy of R&D? They can do it in one or two, of two ways. Either we get an R&D research and development vote, we suggest to them that as an oversight committee, we think that there must be R&D vote. It must be a vote on its own. Whether it falls under science and technology or it falls somewhere. Or the other thing that we can suggest, if we don't suggest that one, because we suggested that one last year, and they seem not to have done anything about it. Or we can suggest that of all the departments, that have got to do with research and development. There must be an integration with science and technology so that science and technology could have an access. It must be a policy, could have an access, even agriculture, what they call ARC, Agricultural Research Council, whose science and technology must know how much money and must be in control of that R&D, what's going on there. If there's MRC in health, whose science and technology must know what's going on with their budget there and must have some control in one way, and let it be a policy so that nobody would say, no, we don't report to you, we report to health, so don't come and hammer us. So I'm not sure, but we need to make one of those recommendations that there must be an R&D vote, or science and technology should be able. I'm not sure whether I'm wrong.
I think, Chair, if I can respond to that one, maybe we should go for the first one and just reiterate that maybe you want a centralized, separate R&D vote, because that would be something new that's possible that can be investigated and discussed with all of us taking the committee with on that level. But if we talk about, we can only talk about integration and with this cross-cutting stuff and urge them to work together. But that's going to be a longer process if we say, do it that way, because they're going to say, but they've got a specific mandate for this. It's going to involve looking at the legislations of some areas, you know, like environment. They're very, very rigid in the way they operate. We want to change that, but that may be a longer way than pushing for a centralized kind of R&D vote. Thanks.
Can I take it that we agree that wherever we've got an observation, there'll be a recommendation going with that? And then we'll add this thing about research and development, and we'll put it. Now, can we go and look page by page? At the back of our minds, having this, that we don't have to reiterate it, that every observation is going to go with recommendation. So we just look at it. Okay, we're looking at English and some spelling mistakes. Can you look at page 1? I'll just look at your hands. If there are no hands, I'll pass page 2. infinite spectacles, but we could be so sad. If nothing, we were doing an as vocal. If you have seen the book, we'll tell us how to tell it. This guy is not.
Not now.
I'll tell it.
Not now.
Okay, page three.
Now everybody's got specs.
If I don't say hands, I'll pass. Blood say feel. Blood say faith. Page six. Page seven. Page eight. Page nine. Elf. Is our observations, and I'm sure this is what we're talking about. And I think most of us have read those observations, and we agree with them. And I don't think there's any English that is. So, and then the conclusions at page 20. And then the recommendation. This is where we're going to be changing. It's going to be observations, and then recommendations, and then we conclude. Can we do it that way?
I think they want the recommendations last.
Oh, the committee. Okay. So we conclude first.
Yeah, and then we recommend.
Okay, Ndate.
Yeah, you know, I just that I have a wrong document with me. I had, you know, ticked something that I probably maybe we can be assisted in how it is structured on the conclusion. Sorry, I was talking to myself. Yeah, conclusions, chair, bullet point number one. I'm trying to understand what we're trying to say with that, and you know, I'd put a note on another document I was having. Unfortunately, I walked in here alone without that document which I was using. So I had made a note. I'm trying to understand what we're trying to say, and I'm struggling. If I can be assisted, probably. Or we phrase it in such a manner that it's easy to understand what we're trying to say. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Daddy. Any taker on that first concluding bullet?
I think it's just playing around with the English. It's something that you always emphasize that we must say globally competitive with science and technology. So to keep that kind of sharpness, we have to increase our investment, basically, in science and technology.
Yeah. No, I think the chair. Sorry to just go. I think we can say that in a manner that it's easy to because it's like we want to sharpen our innovative edge. So I'm trying to understand what is our innovative edge as the committee. Because I don't know whether we have any. But if we do, why do we... because I agree that, you know, to contribute in a meaningful way to global scientific and technological advancement, greater investment in research and development cannot be overemphasized for us to contribute in a meaningful way. But then when you put in to sharpen the after its deliberations, the committee, now we are concluding as the committee that we must sharpen our innovative edge. I know if we can just have a way to say what Shanaz is saying in a manner that it's very easy for me to read and understand what we are trying to communicate.
What a humble way of putting it. You're putting it in a very humble way, which I like very much. For me, it's very interesting that it is not us, but we're oversighting a development that must sharpen that skill of working globally. But it must be very clear, even to the most stupid person who reads this document. That's what Undate is saying. But he's putting it in a very humble way, because he knows that there's something that is not coming right. But somebody might not know, but will just take it that it refers to the committee, which I think is that. No, but what you're saying is very right, Shana. Let's do it that way, so that we refer firstly to the department, not to us.
To the country, I mean.
To the country. You're referring to the country.
Yeah, I'm afraid in South Africa must sharpen
But at the same time, even if it's 20 years down the line, somebody must be able to know what we're trying to say.
Yes, Chairperson.
I concur with both of you, but I do get what you're saying, that this refers to the department, isn't it? No.
To the country.
It turns out to be very broad. The country must sharpen its innovative edge. There's an element of ambiguity. It must be simple even for the one, on the ground. Are you saying the country must sharpen its innovative edge?
Maybe, Chair, if
the recommendation should refer to the not to the department, isn't it?
If they say we cannot overemphasize the greater need for investment and research and development if the country wants to position itself in a manner that it can contribute meaningfully to global and to global scientific and technological advancement. Everything that is written here must not be lost, but we must just Shana said it's just that she said it in a manner that she was not conclusive, because she just said she's referring to the country. But then when you put the country into that, then you can phrase it much better to communicate the idea behind what the committee has concluded. And I think it's a very good thing, because that way we have observed the need for the country to position itself in such a manner that it can contribute meaningfully, you know, to scientific development. So yeah.
Thank you. That do you know the problem with humility? The problem with humility is that people think that you are naive, especially when they don't know you. they think that person is naive. Now, you, because they don't know you, it's only when they know you that even if that person is humble, will understand why he's saying it. Now, can you see that the solution is coming from that? The solution to this. He knew what he wanted to say. But because of humility, it's only that we know him, that what capacity. But if you were saying it to somebody in Gauteng, they would say, hey, this man is not learned. It's humility. So I don't want us to belabor this one. I think he has just come with a solution. The problem that comes here is that sometimes we forget that though we are oversighting, we're still a country, even ourselves. We're still part of the country. We're still part of the voters. But we have this job of oversighting. And we need to make sure that everything that we say is very clear to everybody. And we know South Africa, maybe that's why there's this havoc that we have. More than 60% of South Africans are not learned. So we've got to do it so that everybody would understand. Rene, I saw your hand up.
I was just thinking in terms of what Honorable Matade was saying, and may I suggest an alternative wording just so that we know we're on the right track when we look at this. If we change the first part to sharpen its innovative edge and not to lose what you said we shouldn't, is it to improve South Africa's ability to innovate? Would that capture it? And then we keep the rest of the sentence.
No. Chairperson, can I propose that Honorable Matal writes that paragraph the way he captured it? And then,
okay. Even if he changes. No, I was suggesting that maybe what we should agree, Chair, is that they rephrase it and then the Chair will look at it and give it the go ahead. If I must contribute in that, I will be with them and then we do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have us to believe, but. But Liz, because the more you discuss this, the more you get confused. I think let's just round it up. You've given us the solution that I think that you'll have to incorporate you so that we look how we put it and then it moves forward. Okay. Can we accept then that we're going to have observations and then recommendations, and that first sentence in conclusion, definitely that one is going to change. It's like the gist is not going to change, but the way the wording is going to change so that it's clear for everybody. Are there any other parts that we think that they need clarity so that anybody who reads this document 20 years down the line would understand? Okay.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think we should not start sentences in the negative. Bullet 2 says not only is cooperation with the private sector important. On
conclusion.
In the
page conclusion.
Second bullet.
Okay.
Maybe says cooperation with the private sector is important, and that government must find better ways of cooperation amongst various government departments with cross-cutting or overlapping mandates. I think this paragraph, if I'm not mistaken, tries to deal with the issue of the 1.5 or the fragmentation of the R&D budget.
Okay. Thanks, Marlene. I think it's a very important point that we should not start with the negative. We should start with the positive. We started with not only. Before I come in.
I don't know. I Oslinde, I don't think it's a negative statement. It just says we are saying there must be cooperation between government and the private sector.
The statement just simply says, no, this cooperation, it's necessary, but we should look internally within government to strengthen the coordination internally, which is very, very, very critical. That's what it's saying. It's not a negative statement. It's just that probably, or maybe we might just rephrase it differently. It may, because it says not. Maybe we can just, because I don't think it's a train smash to rephrase it, but it's not necessarily a negative statement. But we can rephrase it. It shouldn't be a train smash. Yeah.
I'm
sure it's a Jefferson who contributed to this. You're not supposed to start by now.
It's returning cost.
I suspect that it's Jefferson.
Who might not know where I come from? I come from Eastern Cape. And who happens to know what's happening? She's from Joburg. She knows every tribe. And it's true that in Xhosa, you start by saying hi while you are agreeing with what's happening. So it is very true.
And
the story of the busha.
But when it's not in English, then I stop becoming Xhosa. Then I see it as not. And then if it was I as Xhosa, then I would have accepted it. And, I would have left it. No, but thank you very much, Mandy. Thank you very much, Dr. Batal. I think we need to relook at it. But the gist is right, what we want to say. Over and above that gist is that I think this goes on to what is going on now. You know, what is going on with education, it revolves around this thing, that the private sector is not part of the equation. And we've always noticed, and I don't want to say that thing is coming from where we come from our past. I don't want to dwell on the past. But we've always seen a private sector. You go to health, they look at the private hospital as if they are better than the public hospital, and they don't want to work with them. They say, no, we were okay without this. And for us, the private sector, that's how they make money. They make money by saying, no, don't worry about the public institutions. They get it wrong. But at the same time, we are feeding the same country, and that shows some lack of patriotism. There's a lack of patriotism where you're going to think that I'm not part of this education system. It's only the government that is part of this. You're saying I'm not part of that government. I'm just in the private sector and I can do as I wish. Yet at the end of the day, we're producing the same human capital that needs to help this country and make it better. Thank you. We've got the quorum now. Tuk-tuk.
We're down to one in DTI. Can you
see
me?
Where is the cooperation among the government?
Thank you.
Because I get the feeling that it will stay various with some, and not all of them. And then I remember that we have discussed and we have said we must actually go for all government departments to get our share there.
Yeah, good point. That's what we want.
On the same bullet point. second bullet point to all government departments. It says amongst various government departments. It says to all. Okay. You know, there's a... I just want to comment about this, that you know why I liked the NDP. Much as it needs to be corrected in certain areas, but the good thing about the NDP is that it says if we are here today, 30 years we want to be there as South Africa, not as Kokwana in individual. But we've got a tendency, which is an observation that I've done myself. I'm not sure whether you've heard the same observation. If I happen to be the MEC for health in Western Cape, I want to do my legacy as Koronov in the Western Cape. And if there was an MEC before me, I don't want to recognize that. And as if I'm starting being the MEC then, and then I move forward. And when I get out, the other one who comes in as an MEC thinks that, no, let me leave out what was done by Koronov. Let me start my own thing. And that's not helping us. And that's why we're not working together. Instead of saying, Koronov took us from here to here, I'm going to take from there and move up, because in 30 years' time, as a government, as a country, we want to be in this area. That's what I like with the NDP, because it's telling us that such and such a time we must be here. So it's not about my legacy, it's not about your legacy, it's about the government at all. So there's something that is being addressed by this when we talk about government. That even if people are working for government, they must know they're not working for themselves, they're working for all of us. Welcome, Nick. I quoted your surname. I know you're not going to feel bad when I quote you. You're not going to take me to court. And okay. So now that you're here, Nick, we are almost at the end of the thing. We've looked at whether the grammatical spelling, we've looked at whether the observation go with recommendations. So we've almost agreed that everything is okay. We're just about to adopt the report with the changes that are going to be effected. So we just want to adopt it. Now we wanted a quorum. Not that we want to use it for a voting voter. We want you to understand so that you're not just a voting voter to say yes.
I've read it on my devices
while
I'm sitting somewhere else.
If there's nothing, can we quickly go on and somebody moves adoption with the changes, and somebody.
Yeah, I want to move with the last bullet point on page 21, the first bullet point that says the committee has and will continue through the processes available to it. We remove the two. And if that is agreed upon, I move that we adopt the report as presented with the amendment.
Thank you, Dr. Honorable Matale moved with the amendments. Okay, Honorable Madi.
Thank you, Chair. Also the agreement that we will look at the observations to that the recommendations will mirror the observations. Because some of the things are for instance, the issue of the R&D and the comparative is on page 18, you know, and so lastly, Chair, I wanted on page 21, just before I second, that bullet, the top bullet, the last sentence, that enhance, limit South Africa's ability to assist and cooperate. I think we need to say to South Africa's ability to compete with regional and international partners. 21.
Okay. Bullet number?
Top.
top bullet.
Is last sentence, Justin. South Africa's ability to assist and compete.
Where is that, Chair?
Not on 21.
We don't have it on page 21. Page 20.
20, last.
Okay.
Oh, on the page 20.
Not 21, Oslin.
It's currently 21.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have the latest one.
No, I think I've got the old one. This is the one I printed.
Mm.
Oh,
you printed differently from your computer.
That
okay.
was circulated this morning. So, compete. Instead of assist and cooperate. Yes, I do.
Can once we did the changes, we'll send it out and then you'll carry it on the basis of that, so that we don't just publish before you haven't seen it again. Just the last two pages we'll send out. Yeah.
Okay, we accept that, Shanas. You can send it to us, but the important thing is that we have adopted
yeah,
it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. With the recommendation. Bye, thank you, Nick.
Thank you very much. I'm sad to leave you and going back to the
but
coal mines of DTR.
You can leave us with one thing, Nick, that you are sure that that New Zealand guy is going to be defeated by Peterson. Because
well,
they've asked Peterson to look after him. Are you confirming to us that Peterson is going to be able to stand against him?
Well, you know, Jono Loma never scored about
yes.
against South Africa. Never. In
oh.
his whole career.
Yeah.
And he was the biggest score-trying winger of all times. Never scored against South Africa. But my concern about this guy is he is big, I think slightly faster, but he's got a good back line that puts him up to score tries. So whether we can rely only on Peterson to protect our goal line, I'm in doubt. I'm in doubt.
Yeah, I think I can also go to higher education.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much, Prof. Especially coming at these difficult times, we really thank you, and especially at this important time for us where we needed a call up. Thank you very much. Siyabonga baba. Siyabonga. Uhambe kahle. Members. Members, thank you very much. I think the one that takes the cake today is Uhai. You saw how Ndati Matale loved Uhai before, and it's there. I don't know how it happens in Xhosa that you start when you stand up, you start by saying, "Hi, dear Vuma." You start with the negative, and she noticed that. Thank you very much, members.
Can I just say, in one other committee I said, when we're looking at them. The report like this. Somebody raised that the issue of amongst and I don't know if one of it is amongst. He says that kind of language belongs to Charles Dickens' era. So there they even look at the English to the T. So I was just seeing amongst some here amongst various government departments. So you say the usage of amongst is an old school and era Charles Dickens.
Hey, Shabbat, we must go. It was good. No.
It's outside the meeting. No. All I want to say is that we must all accept that language evolves. You know. It
yeah.
does. As it evolves, we must acknowledge that. While understanding fully that, you know, as these different languages evolves, I speak Spedi. and then she speaks this language, she speaks, we have language, 11 languages, but we must accept that language is evolved. I thought you were bringing a new word, Cecily.
But the interesting thing, you know, I've just been in London. I'm not talking about the language, but I'm talking about that. If you go to London and you look at their thinking, thank you very much, Daddy.
Sure, thanks, sir.
If you look at their thinking, they think they have no culture. In fact, I was told to say that the swimming pool that was there was 1870. So they still maintain, I'm not sure about the language, whether they still maintain the language evolved. But thank you very much, Norman. Let's call it a day and wait for the medium budget. Thank you very much. That was okay, you've done a lot of good work. In a short lecture, come over the weekend. I didn't believe when you said by Tuesday. But keep on reminding us about the wedding.
I'll
so that we don't forget. Even during holidays. Keep on calling us and telling us, hey, don't forget the wedding. It's in Pretoria, by the way.
No,
we want to go to the Popo. We'll be there. We'll be there. But you must have enough DMT. You must tell Kekana.
You
must.
You said the problem is kind of what DMT.
By the way, next week, on the account of who have not
there,
We finished around past 11.